in this week's parsha, the Torah refers to the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres. It's been pointed out that there are three Yom Tov which are referred to as Atzeres. The last day of Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is also referred to as Atzeres. And we refer to Shavuos as Atzeres. It's not clear where the name Atzeres came to be applied to Shavuos. So the question is, what does this word Atzeres mean? So Rashi says by Shemini Atzeres that Chai Yisrael's been there for 8 days, 7 days. He says, wait one more day. Lashon of Atzara, hold back. Be ma'akir from leaving. The question is, that's more difficult to understand when you apply that to the Chag HaShavuos. Chai Yisrael is not there. Chai Yisrael has left. Even if they say we come back, but you can't understand the word Atzeres regards to Shavuos as referring to the idea of holding back. So the Sephorna in this week's Parsha says a little bit different language understanding in this word of Ikuv. It's not referring to Chai Yisrael spending time in the Beis HaMikdash and staying longer in the Beis HaMikdash, like Rashi says. But it means it's the time that a person spends, their ma'akev, they hold themselves in the Mekamos HaKadoshim of Torah and Tefillah. So these are days where a person is supposed to take himself, and instead of being involved in this and involved in that, they place themselves into the Mekamos HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses. And they use that time as a time for Torah and Tefillah. So then the question, he says, now he then takes it a step further, he says, and when we do it together, Yachtov, so Klal Yisrael and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, all of Klal Yisrael got together and said the Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Klal Yisrael set the tone by the first Shvi'i Shel Pesach. This is a time where Klal Yisrael gets together and they are conveying themselves into the world of Kedusha. They convey themselves into the world of Mitzvah Burnin in the Tiberz of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Saint Shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atzeres of Shavuos, again he says the word Klaisel comes together as one, and they were Makabal the Torah. The Klaisel was conveying themselves by the first Shavuos to come together and be Ma'akav themselves and place themselves in the Mekamos HaKadoshim. Klaisel Reichen Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, Klai Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, and Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, and Klai Yisrael was conveying themselves. They were Ma'ukav, they were Oitzah themselves there. They didn't want to go anywhere else. So I think the Nakuda of Ikuv is sometimes you're in the basic Knesset, the basic Medrash, and you want to leave. The Lashon of Atzeres is you don't want to leave, you want to stay. Atzeres is a lach of bina lachem, that you actually have to leave and go out and eat. You have to. But your desire should be, I wish I could stay more. I want to stay more. And maybe, if Merum is in the minute which we have to stay up the night of Shavuos, and Baruch Hashem, a person does it in a mokum where there's a tzibra together and it becomes very geshmak, and the people say, wow, I could keep going learning. I wish I could learn longer. So that, in that sense, the Mekayim, this Nakuda of the Superno, that they're being Oitzah of themselves, they're being Ma'akim themselves, they're Kabeah of themselves in the Mokum HaTfilah, in the Mokum of Torah, that they want to be there. That's not something they want to run away. They would have to want to spend their time there. He does point out that this name of Atzeres, the other explanation is he brings a pasuk that talks about there's a person there by Shalom Aleichem comes, and there's a person there which is Netzar Lifnei Hashem. So the last point is that a person should feel that his Atzira is Lifnei Hashem. He's placing himself, he's being Ma'akev himself in the Mekamos HaKadoshim, because that's Lifnei Hashem. That's where you're in the presence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rosham, as it were, lets his presence become more clear. So in that sense, he come full circle back to Rashi's pshat, that the Rosham says, I want you to sit with me. So it's not just being Ma'akev and being Oitzah yourself, not just doing it Yachtov together, but doing it in the Chatzos Hashem. But the point is to be Oitzer Atzeres, to sit with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So on Shavuos specifically, and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when Klal Yisrael comes to the moment of Shira, they feel a certain greater presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matan Torah, obviously we feel that feeling. So we feel that we're being oitzer ourselves, we are being ma'akev, we are placing ourselves in the chutz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with His presence. And that is the idea that Sephardi says, gives a little bit of a window into the understanding of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Have a good Shabbos.